Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
America, what the hell are you doing? It's time to get with the program.
What are you talking about, Chad?
The program. The new program to shape America going forward. When it comes to employment, when it comes to what our country is going to become. We are a technology-based society, and we are becoming that way every single day. We are becoming more dependent upon technology. Technology is driving us. Technology is, and in itself, becoming independent of even us. Where do you think jobs are going in the future? It's a very good question to ask. You send your son or daughter off to school. They skip off. They go. Toodly-loo-loo. And they go and they learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. Some history here, this, that, and the other. You know what they're not getting enough of? Math, science, computers. Three things they absolutely need. It's a must. But Chad... What about? No. I want my son to embrace technology. I don't want to keep it from him. I want my son to gobble up technology. I want it in front of him as often as he wants to tinker around with it. And there's a difference between just watching Netflix, and I'm talking about being able to go on the computer and to learn things and to do things and to use, yes, of course, Netflix and all those things. Of course, you know, like he loves watching his show Arrow and he loves to play around and he plays games and he does stuff. But I want him to embrace technology and not be afraid of it. We are heading into a future that looks bleak on the job market, not because of immigration, illegal and legal, but because of automation. Because of the fact that robots will replace human beings all around the board. In Seattle, Amazon opened up a small store, not a big store. In between a supermarket and a convenience store, they open up a medium-sized store for shoppers. First thing you notice when you walk in there, the only people that are there are other shoppers. Nobody else works there. Nobody's there to check you out. You take your basket, you have your phone, you have your Amazon app. As you pick food up, it rings you out and then charges you and then you leave. As you go. Bye-bye. Jobs are gone. Technology is where it's at. We have more people who are underemployed than ever before. Currently, we have 6.4 million people that are just part-time, but dream of having full-time jobs again. We have 8.5 million people, one of the largest number of people that have hold, that since records have been kept, that hold two jobs because they're underemployed. The world is changing. Margins are becoming thinner. People are looking to automate. Where can you save the biggest amount of money more often than not? Is with the human capital. You'll save headache, you'll save time, and it's not about the salaries, it's all the other things that come with the humans. You and I. Sounds horrible, right? Oh my God, no! But it's true. This is the world we live in right now. Do we think we're going to become more technologically driven or less technologically driven? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, more dependent upon technology. Our education system needs to pivot. Today, I read an article about where we scored when it comes to math. International average out of 1,000 is 490. We scored at 470. That's not good enough. Math, engineering, sciences, computers, That's the future of where the world is going. The more that we embrace it and the less that we fight it, the better our nation will be. And unfortunately, in many ways, I think until we start to really figure this out, the haves and the have-nots are going to grow, and the middle class, which was the engine of this country for so long, is going to get smaller and smaller. And there may be a time in the not-too-distant future where we have only haves and have-nots. And that's sad. Manufacturing isn't just going to come back tomorrow. Jobs may come back to this country because companies may come back, but the way they do it will not be the way that these people are hoping. We saw it in Germany with Adidas. Adidas decided to reopen their manufacturing. The difference was it's all robots now. So while they came back to their country to manufacture goods, they didn't do it with human beings. Instead of having 1,000 people working there, there's maybe 50 now. People that care for the machines, security, the day-to-day number cruncher kind of person. But outside of that, there's no human beings making their soccer shoes and any of these other things. China's going to run into it. Their engine, the engine for a lot of us, has been China. It's manufacturing, the briskness of the way they do it, and the fact that they can do it at such a pace and that we as consumers love the fact that the prices are cheap. Well, let me tell you something. What's cheaper than paying somebody a couple bucks a day? How about paying them zero? Because we figured out a way to get robots to do it. And you know what robots do? They're more efficient. They don't bitch. They don't whine. They don't moan. They don't take 6 days. They don't get pregnant. They don't have drinking problems or drug problems. Right? Your robot's not going, oh, my God, we turned it on last night. It was crazy. Linda's not. They don't do that. Right? They don't talk behind each other's backs. They don't ask for days off. They don't. This is where the world's going. So we have a choice right now to make, which is, are we going to start to revamp our education system and actually be forward-thinking, start to look towards the future and where we're going in the future, or are we going to continue to do what we're doing, which is the insanity of the way that we're living our lives, especially when it comes to education and where our kids are going? Technology is where it's at. When you have a supermarket in Seattle now, where you can walk in, see nobody who works there again, there may be a security guard. There may be one person that helps stock the shelves as it goes. But there is no cashiers. There's no checkers. There's no any of these things. And you've gone from 100 employees down to 3 or 4. And these people can walk in. They can pick their food. Their food will be rung up immediately as they place it inside their bags because it's got an app for that and it's able to do that. Why wouldn't you? Burger industry is going to change over the next 5 years. Many of these jobs that were middle class jobs or lower middle class jobs are going to go by the wayside. That's why we have to think about the future. And the future is how and where are we going to be 10, 15 years from now when your kids are graduating high school, when your kids are graduating college? What is going to be the big thing? Well, we can't predict where the future is going to go. But one thing I can say is technology will be the biggest player there. So how do we monetize it, capitalize it, and use it for our benefits? One of the other things that I think we need to start doing in college, before college, in high school, is start to identify kids who aren't really good candidates for certain things that would be the normal channels we see and start saying to themselves, you know what? Jimmy's great with his hands. Sally's creative like this. Whatever it is. And we take them from their usual curriculum and we get them more towards the vocational side because we're always going to go to the bathrooms. We're going to need a plumber. We're always going to need electricity, right? That's what runs all of our engines here. That's what runs the lights. That's what runs the computers. We're always going to need those things. Cars. But even now, cars are in a different way than they were. You have a car now, you better have all the equipment computer-wise because they're more about wearing a doctor's coat than they are getting their hands greasy anymore because you got to diagnose stuff. But these things are still important, and we've shunned them for years and almost made them like, oh, you're a plumber. Oh, you're an electrician. Wrong. Jobs where there's growth, jobs where there's stability, jobs where humans are going to be needed, and those things aren't going to be outsourced. Think about this for a second. As we move forward in life, think about, understand where we're going and how we're going to get there. Either good or bad depends on us. That's why I say I embrace technology. I want Jack to be a huge part of technology. I want him to love technology. I want him to learn everything he can. You JavaScript, C++, C+, all, I want him to learn to code. I want him all of those things because I want to give my son every opportunity to look forward into the future to say, you know what? I'm always going to work. I'm always going to have a career. I'm always going to be moving forward. Because right now we have a middle class that has turned to somebody like President-elect Trump in hopes that he's going to bring back a lot of these jobs. Well, I have news for you. Some of these companies may come back, but they're not going to come back the way that a lot of people think. And those jobs are going to be robots. That ain't good. That ain't helping somebody's bottom line. Hey, you know what? Help your bottom by getting in better shape. Chad, what are you talking about? Being in shape is absolutely important. It is. We joke around it. Last night I watched something, this CrossFit. The women out there doing all this stuff. Being in shape is important. You want to be healthy, right? You want to be healthy. Baby steps. Most of us don't have that kind of dedication, that kind of stick-to-itiveness. We need baby steps. We need to make subtle changes in our life that actually become changes for good. One of the things you can do is take Super Beats. If you know what Super Beats is, it is an amazing drink. What it does is it helps get dietary nitrates into your body. They convert to nitric oxide, which helps with your blood flow, and that is amazing. Circulation, blood flow, healthy heart. You know, you got a healthy heart. You got great blood pressure. All of these things are helped by Super Beats. One scoop in the morning, and I take mine wherever I go. One scoop in the morning, and you will feel the difference. Plus, you're going to save money. No more sodas, no more coffee, no more of those energy drinks that don't work. And plus, after you've taken them, after a while, boom, you crash. You don't want that. Super Beats works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. More energy, more stamina, and they taste great. That's true. And Phil is a big proponent.
Absolutely, I am. Just like you said, I don't really drink that much coffee anymore. I might have a cup in the afternoon, but normally when I would get up in the morning, I'd have 2, 3, 4 cups of coffee and be all shaky and stuff like that. But I've switched over to Super Beats in the morning. It tastes great. I don't get jittery. I don't crash in the afternoon. The taste is wonderful, and everyone knows that I hate beets.
Well, I think most people aren't fans of beets. Don't think of it like this. One scoop in the morning, into your water, into your whatever it is. You have a smoothie. Maybe you got a yogurt. You will feel it within 20 minutes. Stamina, the energy, it's right there. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Plus, get nitric oxide indicator strips. They're free to use before and after drinking Super Beats. Make sure it's working your body. You will see the difference. You'll feel the difference. Plus, get the book Beat the Odds absolutely free. And it all comes to you with free shipping. Here's the great part. It's guaranteed your money back. They put their reputation out there. If you don't like it, get your money back. Simple as that. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. It works. It works big time. They make great gifts. And it's a great way to kick off your new year for the new year in a subtle way that will definitely help. Go to chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. Chad Benson Show.
How the hell does that happen?
That just might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, ever.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Charles in Indiana, you want to talk about robots?
You want to talk about robots, Charles?
Well, almost early. God bless you, and early Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody there, and the staff at all for the super good work you do.
Thank you so very much. Happy Merry Christmas to you.
We're a good listener, a good link up with you there at WIBC in Indianapolis. When you mentioned about all the takeover stuff, I'll make it real quick. If you go back, there's Hal Roach comedies. You remember the Little Rascals and Lauren Hardy and all those? There's an episode, one of them especially, called The Kid from Barneo, which has been censored for years. You'll have to check it out to see why. But there's one scene where little Spanky is confronted by the kid from Barneo, and he asks him, what do you think of technocracy? And the guy goes, eat 'em up. And it was funny because in a lot of those comedies back through the 30s, that's 1936, technocracy was the thing kicked around by Henry Ford, among others, the eventuality that, and this is before 1940, of course, that eventually machines or close to it would take over human jobs because humans couldn't be relied on. And you look up in the dictionary, technocracy's been there Webster's been around, I guess. But even in those days, there was talk of the possibility that eventually it would go either way. Either humanity would rely on machines and not have to work, or machines would take care of them and they wouldn't have any life to rely on.
Absolutely. It's crazy, my man. I appreciate your call, and thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year. And look, you know what? There has been, I mean, in modern times, we look at, for instance, I guess you would probably point at Terminator, right? Because Terminator, what was the company called, Phil? You would know that.
Cybernet? No, not Sirius Cybernetics. Is Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah.
Skynet is the computer.
Skynet ends up becoming its own, and we've got AI right now. We've got artificial intelligence that's growing. I mean, it's happening, and the genie's out of the bottle. We're not putting it back in, so we're going to push the limits on it. And where we are now and where we're going to be in 50 years, it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait for it. But it doesn't mean that we're not going to go through some really weird times. Doesn't mean we're not going to have times adjusting to stuff. But I like to think that we're going to take these opportunities and run with them and grow with them and make our country even greater than it already is by utilizing this. But there's going to definitely be some bumps in the road. That's for sure, when it comes to human beings, because we are a creature of habit and we'll do something to death even if nobody wants it. And that's the issue we're having, especially when it comes to education. We've got to change. We've got to look forward. We have to move forward and be smart about it, or we're going to have some serious issues falling behind the rest of the world. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show. Always love it when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. The Grammys were announced today. I've got a list. Most of them are horrible. Some of them are good. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
If you text the show, love it when you do. Texter writes in. So what happens when it's the jobs that get replaced by machines that would have gone to people who could grasp math, science, and technology? Hard to be an electrician or plumber without the ability to do math. That's why I said we need to embrace vocational schools. That's why I said we need to stop focusing on certain things and start looking towards the future, i.e. more science, more math, more computer-based engineering, things like that. Those are the places we're headed. And vocational schools. Nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think that's a much better way. Let's identify kids who are 13, 14, 15, and instead of saying, hey, you're on track for this, and no, let's put you on track to do something that's actually going to be something in your life, where you're going to be able to take something, a trade, a vocation, and turn that into a career, a life. If I was starting a school today from scratch, I would have 75% of my curriculum would be based off of technology. Yes, we would have English, and we would be learning some of the stuff and the history along the way. But by and large, most of it would be towards where we're headed, not where we've been. That's it. Not where we've been. Hey, speaking of where we're headed, the Grammy nominations are out. Once again, my album fell short. I only sold zero copies because I don't have an album. That's why I sold zero copies. But we do have a lot. Let's take a look here first. We'll play some of the music. Let's go over some of them first. Record of the Year, which we are always confused of, which is not quite Song of the Year or Single of the Year or Album of the Year. You got Adele, Hello, Formation, Beyonce, 7 years, Lucas Graham. Do you know who Lucas Graham is, Phil?
No.
Rihanna featuring Drake with Work and Stressed Out, 21 Pilots. I love 21 Pilots. I think they're great. Song of the Year, which is different from... Oh, song. Okay, so I think I'm picking it up. So Record of the Year is the person who sings it. All right? Song of the Year is who wrote the song. So Formation by Beyonce had like 785 people who wrote it. Hello had Adele and Greg Kirsten. I Took a Pill in Ibiza had Mike Posner. Love Yourself, Justin Bieber, Benjamin Levin, and Ed Sheeran. Ooh, Ed. Look at that. Look at that. You better watch out, Ed, because I'm sure Marvin Gaye's family's coming to sue you. And 7 years by Lucas Graham was not written by Lucas Graham, it was written by Lucas Forshammer, who I have a feeling is probably Lucas Graham. That's what's on his checks. Stephen Forrest, Morgan Pilgaard, and Morten Ristrup. Sounds very Euro. Best New Artist. I've heard of two of these. I've heard of the Chainsmokers and Chance the Rapper. I've never heard anything Chance does. I just know who he is. But Kelsey Ballerini, Marin Morris, and Anderson.Pack. Let's take a listen to some of this. First, let's listen to the song I believe will be the big song and winner this year, and that is Adele. That is Creed.
Oh, that wasn't Adele?
Did they win anything?
I don't know.
Can you see if Creed won any kind of anything? Anthony shaking his head no. They probably won a Dove Award. Weren't they supposed to be a Christian band? That's like that. That's Christian's version of the Grammys. They give you a live Dove. Here's Adele with Hello.
Hello from the outside. At least I can see that I'm trying to tell you.
I find her amazing. Anthony saw her in concert, producer Anthony, and said she was... She spoke more than she sang. If you've never heard her talk, by the way, she comes from the part of the of England where they were a little rougher. You know what I mean? A little bit rougher. Totally a bit like this. You know? But when she opens that mouth, you're like, woo.
God, she's got a great voice.
She does. I mean, she is amazing. She is absolutely amazing. Beyonce tied her for the most amount of nominations. This is Formation.
They don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like
That's
I
enough.
Love you.
That's enough.
That is just horrible. And how many people took the right there? Like 20? Let's take a look. It's Khalif Brown, Ashton Hogan, Beyonce Knowles, and Michael L. Williams, songwriters. And this is just on one song. Just on one song. Confession. Right? Confession. I'm a believer. I think the kid's got talent. You hate him because he's good looking, he's young, he's got tons of money, drives around in all these expensive cars, has a beautiful home, has a private jet, and has a monkey. And he's kind of he's a jackass at times. That's okay. It's understandable. We'd all be the same thing, right? If we had that. Like if somebody handed you $200 million today and all the talent in the world, you don't think you'd be a bit of a pain in the ass? Most of you are a pain in the ass, and you don't have any of that.
I was going to say, I don't know how to handle money now. I wouldn't know how to handle it at that age.
I would just, like, take it away from me because I'm going to blow it all because I don't think one monkey's enough. This is my problem. And I think the monkey needs to drive the car. But here is my man, Justin Bieber.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Doodle it. I like him. I think he's talented. I don't care what you say. I'm man enough to say that. What's funny is we were talking about robots and technology. Like, it's in music. That's what it is. It's in music. So much so that this band is becoming a force du jour in music. Everybody wants to work with them. It's the Chainsmokers. Oh, my God. That is just, that sounds like a robot put that together. That's what it sounded like. By the way, Phil, Creed was nominated in 2002 for two Grammys. They won zero. That was one of the songs.
With arms wide open.
See, this is why I never won any Grammys, because there was only one songwriter on my stuff, and it was me.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you have to wear douche jeans to wear Grammys in 2002. Bedazzly jeans.
With arms wide open.
Okay, this song we made fun of earlier, and we'll do it for those of you who want to know what she's saying. For us old folk, this is Rihanna with Work.
Work, 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 work. You see me heavy work, 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 work. You see me do me da, 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 da. That's something about that work, 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 work.
It's what? She's like cutting off half the syllable.
She's, you know what it is? People nowadays don't enunciate anymore.
Work, well, work, work, I mean, that's all work, editing, too.
Yeah, it is all editing. But still, it's just, it's crap. It's absolute crap. Here's our girlfriend, Phil. I love her. She loves me. She called me last night and said she'd like to take me for donuts. Ariana Grande. Not bad. You know, if you like that. I didn't even know she sang. I thought she just came out on stage and we're all supposed to just stare at her. Chad, you're a dirty old man. Whatever. These next three, I actually like all three of these. This guy, his first song that came out, I think I'm Cooler Than You. It came out in like 2010, somewhere around there, 2009. And he did it literally in his basement. And he's got a second hit. And I think he's great. In fact, Anthony went and watched him perform the acoustic vision song of it, and it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. It's called I Found a Pill in Ibiza. I took a pill.
That's catchy.
It is. I'm just a singer who already's got a shot. I get along with old timers because the name's a reminder of a pop song people forgot. I can't keep a girl, no. Because as soon as the sun comes up, I cut them all loose and work's my excuse. Because the truth is I can't open up. Yes, I've heard that song. You guys are lucky I'm singing. One of my favorite bands, they got a new singer that's taken over for them. But the other two are still intact. You got Blink-182.
A much more mature Blink-182.
Yeah, I've always liked Blink. I always thought they were a great band. You know what? It's funny because they could sing a song about suicide, which they have, and it's catchy. They deal with things that are I think are very real, but at the same time they're fun, and I don't think they take themselves too serious. I think they're fine being the people we make fun of, and they're okay with that. They really are. I like Blink-182, and finally, people are pissed because Justin Bieber got a nomination over this guy. But if you hear this song, this is best rock song. He's going up against Burn the Witch by Radiohead, Hardwired by James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich. Oh, I can't stand Lars Ulrich. If there's anybody I dislike in music more, it's Lars Ulrich. If you don't know who he is, he's the drummer for Metallica. Heathens by Tyler Joseph from 21 Pilots. My Name is Human. I'm highly suspect, but this is David Bowie, Black Star.
In the fear of all men, in the fear of all men, stands a solitary candle.
Is there something wrong with this drum machine?
It's horrible, dude. Like, this is... He died of embarrassment. Such a jerk. That is... I mean, I have to be... Look, I love some of Bowie's stuff, but... Bowie was very much an artist first in a lot of ways. So it was sometimes he's an acquired taste in some of the stuff. He's eclectic in a lot of ways. And that was very much an eclectic kind of feel. And that was, I mean, Phil, honestly, it's kind of horrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't his greatest stuff.
No, it was not as good. Like, Ziggy Stardust, what happened to you? Just curious. Just curious. Phil, you were listening to something earlier today, and you were as amazed as I am. You were listening to Queen with just the vocals that were soloed, right?
Yeah, I love YouTube for stuff like this.
And it's just to hear Freddie Mercury. You don't realize how amazing he was. You don't. And I told Phil the other day, Phil, I think you went, producer Phil, you saw it on what, Friday or Saturday? You went and watched the last video that Freddie did for Queen, which was These Are the Days, and it was his last video. He literally died a couple weeks later, and he didn't even resemble himself.
No, and it was watching it hand-in-hand with a documentary on him, too. I've been on a real Queen kick the last week or so, and it was just depressing to watch.
Yeah, but he was, and you're like, that's music. Like, just listening to his vocals, and that's why I look at Adele and I say, wow, she's incredible. And some of these people, like Ariana Grande, I've heard her sing Rihanna, and, you know, Justin Bieber, I think. The problem is they're so manufactured that it takes away from any of the talent they have.
I think it's a very good point.
You know, I mean, because you become more about a show. You're not just giving a concert. You became a show. You become part Cirque du Soleil and park rock concert, and I think that you lose a lot. That's one of the things about rock, heavy metal and rock bands is sometimes they became like Eddie and Iron Maiden. It became so much more about the show or Motley Crue than it was about, you know, the music itself. And those guys could play and they could sing, but it was more about blowing stuff up and the giant monster coming on stage. Mm. We have no gimmick like that, kids, by the way. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We'll wrap it up next.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Awesome!
I was told that, and I quote, Maren Morris is amazeballs. So, and this is her. Let's listen to some of her. A little bit of a country feel right there. Producer Phil, you've seen her. Is she pretty?
Yeah, she's very classically attractive.
Ah, fantastic. Well, there you go then. It's a winner all around. I am now a fan of Maren Morris. Couldn't pick her out of a lineup, but you know what? She couldn't pick me out of one, so we're even. Producer Phil has man problems, and the man problems are Phil's beard is gray. Phil, I went to shave today, and I decided I was going to keep part of my goatee. It's my hair's not gray. I got a little bit, you know, but not much. But man, my beard was white. I was like, I look like, was it Mickey Rooney that played Santa Claus in those movies with the claymation where he had kind of the red beard and was white? That's what I look like.
Yeah, it's just spreading farther than I would like.
It's like the Ebola virus, but it's gray.
Oh, and it wasn't bad. You know, it was a little like patch on my goatee for a long time, and I grew my beard in. I was looking at it the other day. I'm like, man, my beard isn't as thick as it used to be. It must really be getting old. It's still thick. It's just white.
Man, I shaved today, and it looked like a white cat had hit the floor. I should have put little googly eyes on it and took it for a walk. It was... Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, it's funny because I've never been one of those people that really care. And my beard was getting just, you know, I get to that point where I grow and I think it's cool. And then I'm just like, I'm over it. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go a little clean shaven. And it feels good. But, man, when you haven't shaved for months, it feels weird.
It does.
Man, it feels really, like my top lip feels weird. I'm like, it's like, whoa, what are we doing out here? I'm freezing. Oh, my God. But I didn't realize how long it was until I shaved it. And then I could see, I was like, wow. But, you know, it's like, those beards only look cool if they're dark and big. Mine were, I looked a little bit like, you know, Santa Claus's weird cousin. Like, uh-oh, here comes Steve Claus. Weird. Hey, speaking of Grammys and weirdness, Kanye got, he was snubbed on all major categories. You think he's going back in the hospital?
I don't know. Maybe he's just resting.
All right, question. Here's one for you. Beyonce loses to Adele. Does he jump up on stage and take it away from I don't, because I think Adele will slap his ass.
I don't think his wife will let him. I think she's just going to say, just calm down. I don't even think he'll go to the awards.
No.
Because especially if he knows he's not going to win.
Think about it, like his Taylor Swift is, it's like Adele will go, what are you doing? You need to sit yourself down right now. I won this award because I like to sing a song. Hello, Adele. So you sit yourself down. All right, you shut your pie hole. You're nuts anyways, and everybody knows it, and we all know it. Solid fun show today. We're going to get you over the hump tomorrow. That's Wednesday. It would be hump day. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON. Did you know hump day means getting you over the hump of like a mountain? I did not know that. I thought it was something.
I thought it was something completely different.
Me too. 323-538-2423. That there is the text line. For Anthony, for the Czar, for Scotty, and for Phil, my name is Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.